I have been instructed that all. I have been instructed that all should appreciate Christ's object lessons, for it is the very book needed by the people everywhere. When the debts are lifted from our institutions, do not fold your hands and think that there is no call for further effort. Press forward in the work. Do not fail nor be discouraged. Continue the work, remembering that facilities will be needed. Many enterprises will call for money. Work, yes, work, and the Lord will work with you. To those who are handling Christ's object lessons, ministers, teachers, students, fathers, mothers, young men and young women, I would say, lose not your interest. Parents and children, give heed to the lessons contained in this book, for they are as the leaves of the tree of life. Young men, you who have thoughts of entering the ministry, take up the work before you. Help in the circulation of Christ's object lessons. Thus you will obtain a valuable discipline. You can be a great blessing to the families with whom you come in contact. Remember that you are doing service for the Lord. And there is no objection to your canvassing at the same time for our larger works, Daniel and the Revelation, Great Controversy, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Desire of Ages. God is calling you to enter His service. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Bring into the work an earnest desire to learn how to bear responsibilities. With strong arms and brave hearts, go forth into the conflict all must enter, a conflict which will grow more and more severe as we approach the closing struggle. Young men need wisdom. Wisdom is indeed an ornament for hoary heads, but for young men and young women, it is a crown of glory. Paul addressed Timothy, saying, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2, verse 1, 2. Here is a thought that we would do well to ponder. Timothy was to make the very best use of his powers in hearing the words of Paul, which he was to faithfully preserve to be entrusted to men who would be able to give these principles of truth to others. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 to 26. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Titus 2, verse 6 to 8. These words have been recorded for the benefit of every youth. Young men, be sober-minded. Remember that you have been bought with a price, and that you are therefore to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. You are to be co-workers with Christ. Faith triumphs when it recognizes a new and respected authority. God calls upon every youth to yield obedience to Him. Canvassers should be sent out two and two. Then they can converse together and study the Word of Life together, praying with and for one another. Inexperienced canvassers should be sent out with those of more experience who can help them. They can pray together, and both the elder and the younger Christian can receive the blessing of God. You have no time to lose. You need to strive continually for perfection of character. And when you obtain a victory, when the blessing of God rests upon you, when you have an interesting experience, write a report of it for our papers, that others may be encouraged. May God strengthen every worker and crown their efforts with success. All the resources of heaven are open to the humble, believing youth. Having chosen God as your portion, His word abides in you. This word is quick and powerful and will give you strength and knowledge and understanding. Then move forward. Sow the seeds of truth. And at the same time as you sow, you may lift up your eyes and see fields all ripe for the harvest. In every place that you visit, you will find the sick and suffering. Relieve them if possible, even if by so doing you are detained some little time. If you have been instructed, as all our canvassers should be instructed, you can give relief to those who would have been sick for a much longer time if you had not known what to do for them. The use of simple means in the treatment of the sick would be an object lesson. If at all consistent, pray for the sick one. God may raise him up, and this will be a witness for the truth. Tell the families you visit what they must do to keep well. Take with you some pamphlets bearing on health reform and leave them with the people. Thus, you can sow the seeds of truth. In your diet, stand firmly by the principles of health reform. Touch not flesh meat of any kind. Tell those with whom you stay that you are a health reformer. You can do this modestly and yet firmly.